All right, Cole, what are you doing this time?
Well, Gary, we're out here for a science fair classic, okay? So I've actually conscripted a class full of eighth graders. Say hello,
hey,
eighth
kids.
Graders. And we are doing an egg drop.
Oh, hey,
yeah,
like the soup of the same name.
Like the soup of the same name.
Gary, don't work on your type 5 about egg drop.
Doesn't seem so smart to me.
why did you adopt a like a late night horror VJ kind of person for that?
It's like Don Pardo. But now, like, it was like a half, like, scary, like zombie Pardo. Like,
no, kids, welcome to hell. We're musical guests.
Yes. Gary, these 14-year-olds do not know who Don Pardo is.
I know. Sorry, kids.
No.
Let's get back to the soup.
Let's get back. No, it's not a soup. So all of these kids have taken assembled some kind of apparatus to make sure that this that these eggs can survive a drop from a third-story window.
Wow.
Okay. So whichever one ends up working the best will win the ribbon, and this will tie into our. This will tie into our randomization somehow.
Each one's already associated with the game.
Yeah,
there we go. Every kid brought in a game from something.
Yep, they brought in a game from the discount bin at GameStop. So, All right, here we go. The first one, and... Yeah, you really shouldn't have just prayed that wouldn't have broken. Huh.
Yeah.
Okay,
no.
Well...
The rhythm method doesn't work with eggs. Churchy.
All right, okay, so let's see here. Churchy. All right, not full marks. Okay, second one here. Ooh, this is made connects. Nothing. All right.
Not connects are hard.
Yeah. Well, no, it's you were closer there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm, yeah. You need to decelerate. This
These
one.
Soft ways to unite.
Wait, there
on
isn't.
Limp lads.
There isn't any. Is this another churchy one? He's just going to drop it. Like. Oh, no, it's floating. Gary.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no, it's coming right at us. No, no, no.
Oh. There's an egg on your head, and it's
Oh God! Wait, quick! Read the goosebumps on the back of my neck, please. What do they say? What do they say?
This is intimate. It says "Infernal, Hell's Vengeance." Seems redundant.
All right, good. Thank you for rescuing me.
Thank you, kid. Thanks, Churchy 2.
Yeah, Churchy 2, who prayed hard enough that the egg turned into a laser.
He was the true believer.
Yeah,
Churchy 1 gets a lifetime to reflect on his sin. we did games brunch, and we every once in a while there's this trail mix that we like to eat at games game night called Sportsman's Mix, and then we mixed it in a popcorn, and Ben and Courtney were calling it Sportsman's Corn. And then somebody missed it. It sounded like they said sportsman's sin. So we were referring to this like trail mix of popcorn as sportsman's sin. Like eating it as like a devilish snack.
That actually does sound like a recipe that you would find at the back of like, let's say, an Ellen DeGeneres magazine.
Oh, sure.
You know, that is not too far off the mark to name a dessert something sin.
Oh, sure. Like chocolate sin or lava sin or like chocolate lava sin.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah. This is my name's Gary Butterfield.
My name's Cole Ross.
This is After Suffering, the show where we play bad games. So you don't have to.
Yeah. And oh boy. We are doing something that is unusual for us, talking about an Xbox 360 game, or at least this is an Xbox 360 game of a PC game that I cannot find an ISO for, so Yahtzee. This is called Infernal Hell's Vengeance, and this is something special.
From the naming person behind God Eater Rage Burst.
This was originally supposed to be called Diablique License to Sin.
Oh, finally.
Yeah. Yep. I would have definitely played a game called License to Sin, but Infernal, Hell's Vengeance, no.
If you look at the cover of this, we were just talking about the prototype and other game dichotomy that I still can't, you know, I can't remember the other one that's not prototype. Infamous.
Yeah.
The infamous prototype.
Yeah, strangely, you couldn't remember Infamous.
Yeah, I don't. Well, I mean, video games. But look at the cover of this and tell me this isn't like Infamous 3. Now he has fire powers.
Which is literally what Infamous 3 was with Second Son.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. But yeah, this is weird. This is a real kind of mainstream video game genre done through some real fucking Euro ass people.
Yeah, real, like not just Euro, incredibly low rent.
Like super low rent Polish developers. The makers of Perpetual Gary Pile of Shame game, Gorky 17, which is the like the FM Towns Marty of game names.
Yes, it is. Like that is like, a game that has always stuck out to me.
It's Gorky.
Let's see here. IGN rated the Windows version of Gorky 17 as decent.
Like Gorky looks badass. Like okay. Gorky is like it's like perpetually shows up on like GOG lists of like things like no one's played that are really good.
Okay.
It's like a tactical RPG, like it looks awesome.
Okay.
I really would like to play Gorky. I was just very surprised that Gorky had made Infernal Hell's Vengeance as well. I thought they were just Gorkies.
They were just the Gorky studio. They also made the game that comes with every GOG account, Teen Agent.
Oh, they did do Teen Agent. Teen Agent's not so terrible. Like Teen Agent's kind of cute.
I've not been able to get past the cover and name of Teen Agent.
It's like a cute little adventure game.
Okay.
Like it's not. I mean, it's not like super funny. It's superfluous in a post Been There, Damn That universe.
Right.
But Teen Agent isn't so bad.
Like when you say for kids, is it like mixed up Mother Goose bad or is it?
No. Just like not super. You know, super hard.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. It was like, when I forget what I got, but it was like, I got that and I got Beneath the Steel Sky. You know, free with an account. Yeah. And I played Beneath the Steel Sky, like back when I was like really, really into trying out new point and click adventure games. And that is good and fun.
I love that the sequel to Gorky 17 is Gorky 0. And the sequel to that is Gorky 0 2. Not Gorky 1. That's good. And Tayemaka Statutki is all the first game. So these guys are that deep like alternate reality. What if CD Projekt Red didn't make it? kind of dark mirror.
Oh God, they're before the grace of God, or Lucius Black.
Oh sure, Lucius Black. We'll get into him.
Yeah. So this was demanded. So this is an executive produced episode by Bean Brew, noted figure from the Slack, saying, "I like how draining people moves their crotch into your hand. Also, the cutscenes are definitely worth watching because of how cringeworthy they are."
Both those things are true.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty special. This is in the rare section of Abject Suffering games I quit because I ran out of time, not because I was like bored.
Right.
Like I was like, I played this for a straight half hour and was like, this is like I'm finding this weirdly entertaining.
Yeah.
Like it's not good. It's not 50 Cent Blood in the Sand good.
No.
But it's entertaining.
Yeah. This seems like a game that would actually be really fun to stream. For an audience, because like playing it by itself is not a tremendous amount of fun, for as much as like some of the things that you do on it might sound good on paper, but like if you had people to kind of enjoy the just kind of complete, I don't know, like the word that comes to mind is tackiness of the presentation, then that would heighten it, I think.
I think so too. And like I do punch up and joke about it.
Yeah.
And as is, like, you know, you can just go on YouTube and watch the let's play or watch the cutscenes and get a lot out of it, because that's a lot of the joy. The actual play is pretty, like, there's some kind of goofy stuff that happens with the physics that is kind of fun, but for the most part the noteworthy things are the voices and kind of the story stuff, voice acting and concept.
This was from so here's a weird little technical footnote. This is from an era of PC games where manufacturers were trying to develop a demand for physics cards. Okay, like this is before they really just hammered out like, yeah, we'll just put that on the CPU, or, you know, have it calculate on the graphics, like whatever, like we don't need a dedicated card for this. So apparently this is a game that uses that to some effect, which is just like incredibly fiddly in a way that only PC stuff could be.
Yeah, like at the time, like The big thing that I remember is walking up to a picnic table and it leaping away from me as if I were like, you know, something that like a man, what made out of termites, the termites. Yeah. The termites probably come later in this.
Oh yeah.
But like this picnic table just like leaping away from me and jumping over a fence pretty much to stay away from me because the physics were so like sensitive and like weird.
Just decided to roll away.
Yeah. I'm out of here.
End over end. Just thump, 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 thump.
Yep.
Yeah. But you spend most of your time in this game doing just regular kind of bog standard ass third person shooter stuff, but incredibly stiffly. This is such a stiff, such a stiff game.
Yeah. It is super, super stiff. It doesn't like aim like super well, but it is that kind of there's a floor for these kind of games. Like,
yeah,
you know, like it still feel you're still walking around shooting and stuff. It doesn't feel good. Mm-hmm. But like these kind of like third person shooter games always feel a minimum of okay.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like that's the truth shooters too, like first person shooters as well. Mm-hmm. Like there's a real kind of high floor, at least by standards of this show.
Yes.
And how bad they can be. Like I'm always going to get a little bit of fun out of those.
Yeah. I think that what gets in the way of a shooter is not so much how it feels, you know, and then obviously there are going to be counterexamples to this. So, you know, we understand that. Not the way it feels, but the way the world is designed, because like I would not apply what we just said to something like Duke Nukem Duke Nukem Forever or like Daikatana. Like those are things where like even though the actual verbs of moving around and killing stuff might be fine, everything around it is just the worst.
Yeah, the game is still a terrible, terrible game.
Right.
It's just like you can have a minimum amount of fun, whereas like I can play a platformer and have it not be functional. You know, like, oh, this is not fun to move and jump.
Yeah, you know, like, get yourself a Peach the Lobster.
Yeah. So that kind of thing. Whereas, you know, at the very least, like, it was like, I can walk around this apartment, kill these guys and be fine, and then walk around this wine cellar and kill these guys and be fine.
Yeah.
And, you know, it would have got boring. This game's long. It's like 12 hours long.
Yeah.
Which I was surprised about. and there's not very much stuff online about it. No. There is, you know, some GameFAQ stuff that's kind of interesting, but there's not, you know, tons of Let's Plays. There's not tons of like postmortems. Like nobody's looking at Infernal Hell's Vengeance. we should talk about the plot a little bit.
Yes, we should.
And we have to talk about Ryan Lennox's voice actor. I think this guy's really special.
Should we play Guess the Accent?
Like it's somewhere in the Scottish, Irish, Welsh corridor. Yeah. But he talks so quiet compared to everything. What is he doing?
I think he's
speak up.
He's doing that power move. He's doing that power move
where you, like, speak, so you have to lean in.
You
close.
Speak softly. Say it. Lean in.
And he just tries to kiss
and
you.
And they just. Yeah.
Yeah. He's good. Yeah. I never thought they'd bring me back.
It's a power kiss. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Let's look at the coin. You know, heads, I kiss your head. Tails, me bum.
Tails, I kiss me own bum. Ryan, no.
In quite a predicament now.
Only one angel has attempted that before, and he never came back. His name was Lucifer.
That's how you get biblical angels. Is they all lose coin flips with Ryan Lennox, and they kiss their own bums.
They just turn into rings. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you play as Ryan Lennox, a character who I believe is modeled after like a let's say Jeremy Renner and Ryan Reynolds got into the Fly teleporter pod. What might come out.
Many times when they pronounce his name, they say Ryan Linux. Like the operating system, which made this whole thing much better.
It's like Doomhouse. I'm Reginald P. Linux.
Yeah. You know, you're this guy, you are having, you know, it starts really quick. Like it feels like a sequel, which it's not, where you are, you're having dinner with someone. And she's like, what's it like to be an ex-angel? Like that's like, it might be the first line of the game.
Yeah.
And yeah, you whisper your reply, until, essentially like Satan recruits you here. Like he hired her.
Yeah. She's on the inside. She knows what the Ether Corp is going to do.
Oh, Etherlight.
Etherlight, which is not a way you say that word.
Heaven Corp. Heaven Corp.
Yeah.
And was consolidated.
Oh yeah, and like the dark side is not any better because they are called the Abyss Agency.
Yeah, the Abyss Agency. We just like, oh, I'm diversifying my portfolio with the Abyss Agency. Yep. And your guy is a former angel. I think this might be one of the least motivated like breakings of bad that I've seen in a game.
It never like, says just, like, what he did.
Yeah, like what he did and why he's turning evil. Like, I think it's supposed to be this temptation. Like, he wants this power, but nobody sells it.
Right.
And
yeah,
then he like, flips a coin.
Yeah, all Lucius does is say, like, what option do you have? You know, you have these superpower beings coming after you. They're going to kill you. I can give you a way out. And, like, surprise, Ryan Lennox ends up turning on the devil himself throughout the course of this plot. But he does so using the powers that he gets from the devil.
His infernal powers.
Yes.
His fire powers, which essentially just means he can sometimes shoot a bullet that's better than a regular bullet.
Right. And it uses your entire mana bar.
Yeah. And the characters talk about mana bars a lot.
Yes.
And that's like, it's like the conversation of the day is like, everyone's talking about mana bars.
Yeah. And also, like, everybody is trying to warn you about how much mana your moves consume. Nothing doesn't consume all of your mana. So like, so Lucius, hey, when you tell me that teleporting, like, I need to make sure that I do it carefully because it'll use up all my mana. Everything uses all my mana. So you don't need to waste the breath.
You set a state. Yes. You set a condition. Like, using a night thing is lots of mana, and then you just move on from there. You establish something, and then you can reference it.
Yeah,
you know, it's just the internal logic of these conversations is just shit.
Yeah,
the Let's so we talk a lot about like superpowers and immortality and stuff on this show, but this is, you know, this kind of like, you know, hellfire powers, right?
Yeah.
Like, this is not something that you either of I have expressed any desire for. So when I've asked you before, like, what you would do for, and then the power ends up being something very cool,
right?
You know, that's a thing that's like, you know, man, I'd do something pretty extreme. Let's say you were in this situation, like, you were being chased by Halos Incorporated. It's just Lucius came up and said, like, hey, do you want this stuff? What would you offer him? Like, what would you want for this thing? For this set of verbs?
I don't know. I don't know that I would take it.
It was a test and you passed, my son.
Yeah. Welcome to the fold. Here is your robe.
Yeah. Welcome to Presto.
Okay, so I'll turn this back on you. With literally every other one of these bargains that you've laid out, like, hey, do you want to do this? The downside has been intrinsic to the thing itself. Hey, you can become a vampire, but, you know, you lose your humanity.
You're a vamp.
Yeah, you're a vampire, which comes with its own kind of downsides. In a world where these powers exist in the way that they do, and in the scenario that you've set up, it's kind of like what needs to happen for you to find The Exorcist scary. All of Christian mythology needs to be true. If that's the case, accepting this power in exchange for the devil's kind of blessing, and also in exchange of putting myself in the devil's service, that is literally a Faustian bargain, and I might as well just be dead.
I guess in this situation, I was just thinking about it in terms of the power.
Okay.
Like, you know, so no Faustian bargain. No, the devil's not, you know, you don't owe him shit.
Okay.
You know, if in the scenario, if you turn your back and then you're just like, oh yeah, flame on, big red, and like shoot him with your fire wrist, then he's free to retaliate.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, I probably wouldn't do that. No. Yeah,
so don't do that, but you have to give him something. Doesn't have to be your soul. You just have to give him something. And you get to offer it. You get to make up the thing.
Yeah,
like, it could be like literally like, you know.
I'll give them the contents of my wallet at the time, minus credit card and ID.
Okay. Yeah, like whatever cash you have on you.
Yeah.
You know. Like,
because these powers, at least the ones that I've seen and the ones that I've, you know, used in the game, they all really suck.
Yeah. Well, yeah, they do. That's what I'm saying. It's a modest boon.
Yeah. Like,
from our Lord Satan.
Right. He's really holding out on the good stuff. It's a real, Metroid, not Zero Mission. What's the name of the one? Metroid, Alter Code F.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Metroid Other M. There we go.
Yeah. Other M. Yeah.
Like, it's a real, like, that kind of situation where, like, okay, you're saying I have all the power of Hell's Legions. I just have to wait for Lucius Black. I wonder who that is, to unlock the power for me when it's on a need to use basis. No, I don't know.
If that were the case, then I would never get any of the powers.
Right.
Like, I would just walk around and Lucius would never give me the powers. Right, like, it's very rare that I need to teleport.
Yeah, because I'd go home and catch up on my reading, you know?
Yeah.
And I realized I did something shitty there. I didn't yes and you, but like, no, in all previous iterations of this, I've answered honestly. That is my honest answer. Nothing that I've seen here. Like, I would probably pledge myself to the service of the Mindscape Corporation to get the PSYOP stuff, which is like, that is a much better version of what we see here.
Yeah, this is like bad PSYOPs. Yeah. I think that if it came down to it, like, I could just start fires, like, just do the fire powers.
Oh yeah, if you could be a fire starter.
Yeah, a wicked
like fire the starter. like the prodigy. Yeah.
Yeah. A twisted fire starter. Yeah. I feel like I would give the contents of my wallet. I would probably give upwards of like $900.
Okay.
To be a twisted fire starter, a wicked fire starter. You know, or $500 and I'll cut my hair like that.
One or the other. Wait a minute. So you'd pay $500 for somebody to cut your hair like that?
Well, it'd be like a geese. Like, it would be a curse. You know, like, oh, your hair, you have to look like the prodigy guy.
So you will pay less money in order to accept this, I assume, permanent hair curse.
Yeah, like a thing where I'd be advertising for the existence much for Prodigy. Of the Prodigy. Pretty much for the band. I assume that they have inroads with Lucius. So
I think so. I think they have a direct line. I mean, so that guy, the fire starter guy, he joined them after that video, and he doesn't do anything except dance on stage and also maybe provide occasional vocals for when they close with fire starter.
Yeah, he's definitely living the dream.
He's a mascot.
If something happens, if like a genie put a gun to your head and said you have to be in the Mighty Mighty Boss Tones, you want to play the Boss Tone. Like, you don't want to do anything else in that band.
Am I just a regular Boss Tone, or am I okay? Am I a regular Boss Tone, or am I one of the Mighty Boss Tones, or one of the Mighty Mighty Boss Tones? Because I don't want to be at the bottom of the pecking order. Because what happens? Boom! You wander through Europe. Guess what? The regular Boss Tone, he's the back of the human centipede. Okay.
Yeah. That's probably true. And then horns players, and then. My understanding is they're all Mighty Mighty Boss Tones.
Okay.
But Boss Tone also refers to the dance, which is not so much a dance.
Okay.
It's just kind of that weird ska running in place thing.
Right. It's picking it up and picking it up. Yes. And picking it up.
You continue to pick it up. And so that's what you do, is you just come out and you dance, but you don't have to actually like, hi guys, I'm in a ska band. Like, you don't have to do that.
Right.
It, you know? Yeah. So like, if you're going to be in the Prodigy, you'd want to have that haircut curse. If you're going to be in the Mighty Mighty Boss Tones, you'd want to, you know, be the Boss Tone. If you're gonna be in the Brian Setzer Orchestra, you fucking shoot yourself.
That's not a thing you should want.
Yeah, you should kill yourself.
Aim higher.
yeah just don't do it head first, whatever you do. Whatever method,
whatever you do, crystal not method up,
yeah. Oh shit. that takes things into an entirely new realm. But
no, I would like the ability to start fires.
Andy,
yeah,
you'd be a good Boy Scout.
my life would be hell, as I would have to maintain my rage level, or else everybody I know would burn down around me. That's a really good book, Firestarter, Stephen King.
Sure, it's like the little X-Men story.
Yeah,
yeah, very X-Men-esque. There's good game fact stuff on this.
Oh my gosh, so good.
Yeah, there's stuff we got to talk about. Uh-huh. So I like the message board post. What's up with this game going against heaven?
I'm so happy you found this.
What's up with that? That's kind of lame. Imp in car says, that's kind of lame. MX9367, pipe down, kiddo. This is going to be awesome. I love playing the bad guy. Pimpin' Car comes back with like this non sequitur response, like this argument going back and forth. Let's dramatize this.
Oh yeah, of course. I was gonna say. So you're Pimpin' Car, right?
Okay. Yeah, I'll be Pimpin' Car. What's up with this game going against heaven? It's kind of lame. I love cannibals. They always take a bite out of life.
That's a signature. MX9367 says, "Pipe down, kiddo. This is gonna be awesome. I love playing the bad guy."
Well, the thing is, this game came out 2 years ago. I played it on GameTap. Save your money. And come on, the game description on GameTap says, heaven's up to no good. So apparently you're the good guy fighting heaven? Like I said, that is kind of lame. I love cannibals. They always take a bite out of life.
No, sorry, mate. I just thought that you were one of those religious nuts, to be honest, so I had to mess with you. Lol.
Fraggle 13 pipes in. Anyone else see that the main character looks a lot like Ryan Reynolds?
Oh, shit, he totally does. Lol. Can't believe that you just ruined this game for me.
Dot, dot. Don't forget those four dots. Oh, yeah, that make it sound kind of serious.
Dot, 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 dot.
Yeah. X-Revenge pipes in. Looks at title. Nah, forget that. Try Shin Megami Tensei Lucifer's Call. I guess you can call by the name what kind of game it is. It's one of the good endings. You become the devil himself, and Original accepts you as his successor. And in another, you use the power of humanity to destroy both sides. I think. Didn't get that. Sorry. I'm trying to erase it. Pimp and Car comes back. Well, just so you know, I am religious. But that doesn't mean I'm crazy. I love Cam. I take a bite out of life.
You're religious, but this concept is new to you, is it? You've never heard of John Milton or a little book called Paradise Lost? Hell yeah, to Paradise Lost. That was some of the best descripting books I ever read. Every page I read had a picture in my mind and so detailed and awesome and great. The book. That book is one of the books I always recommend to people. XBL Lousy Chicken. May the chickens rise.
Do you, like, can you imagine who is this mess up the web 13 who's like, guys, you want a good book?
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Dude, you're not going to believe this.
You will not believe what I read 13 years ago in my hometown in 11th grade.
And this goes on for three pages. We're not going to
No. It's a real, there's an innocence to this conversation that I think is very kind of funny and bad.
All I can think of is Pimbenkar has to be like a Bible study teacher or something. Like, wait a minute. Heaven bad? What?
Well, that's the thing, right? Like, so like if you've never been exposed to the trope of like, you know, that, oh, like heaven is bad.
Yeah.
Like that, you know, thing, which is just like, you know, at some point you gotta stop taking that seriously, right? Like, he's just pretending to throw the ball, doggo.
Right. Like,
it's, you know, but this continues to escalate up until it gets to like, it gets pretty intense.
I love this so much.
Like 7 years ago when Revolver Hawk is like four paragraph Communist China massacred people in Tibet because they were religious, Buddhist specifically, when the communist armies invade South Vietnam. Like, it reminds me a lot of that like very famous Notch thing where it's the condensed Twitter where it's like the first tweet is about ketchup flavored potato chips and then it's like 267 tweets later and it's like how many times do I have to tell you Germany had no choice but to start World War II? It was justified.
It's like, well, it's just a different version of the Andy Rooney game, you know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
exactly. But this is in Game Facts, so it's our own little version of it.
I love the way he ends this, too. Simply put, an agnostic would not have mass slaughtered Buddhists in Tibet. An atheist might, because in the end, atheism is just another faith.
Oh, man. Opiate of the masses, am I right?
Oh, God, I want to be sprayed down with a hose. Oh, cool.
Oh, these kids. Oh, man. 2010, that was a different time. Get away with this kind of shit on Game Facts.
Going against heaven? Lame.
And like, and even he said lame, that does make him sound like totally like a youth pastor, you know. That seems lame to me, guys.
Yeah.
What would be really cool is if it was taught us about how cool heaven is.
Whatever happened, like, whatever happened to Captain Bible?
That's, yeah. This doesn't that doesn't seem lame. There's also that level. I mean, let's not forget the fact that his name is Pimp in Car.
Oh yeah.
Or like Pimp in Car, which is like, you know, that's not.
No,
like sex trafficking is not also not okay.
do you think that slavery is rad?
Dude, games Pimping Car wants to own Batman Arkham Asylum.
I do too, but I own it. It's good. Games that he is now playing Left 4 Dead or Cabela's Dangerous Hunts 2009.
Oh boy.
So there's another topic. So let me get this right. No autosave? Are you serious? This game's bad enough. Blah blah blah. That's another thing. I got like 15 minutes in, halfway through the allotted time, I died, and then it brought me back up at the beginning. That sucks.
Yeah.
Like that is that is no good. But then a little bit later, Lord Geo writes, "Wow, gamers need to be given a hand to hold these days. You guys are so lazy that you can't even bother to manually save the game just when you finish a level or pass a tough spot? Hell, I still manually save in spots even if there's an autosave. I can understand hating a game because it's just not that good, but hating a game because there's no autosave is just sad.
Gamers fucking suck, dude. Yep. Like, let me tell you, this is unrelated. Like, I've been, for some reason, we did, for Check It Out Comrade, we did The Flame in the Flood.
Okay.
And since then, I've been, like, on this weird, like, I want to find a survival game that works. I'm trying to recapture that State of Decay feeling. You know, I want to, like, build bases and shit.
Yeah.
And I've been trying to find a game for that, but I want something on my Vita. So I reinstalled Terraria. And Terraria is a good, fun time.
Yeah.
Terraria is fine. But with the Vita interface, and because I hadn't played it since it came out, I couldn't remember how to put in a door.
Oh, God.
So I went on.
I'm not godding because that is unreasonable. I just know what's happening.
Yeah, I went on GameFAQs. Check this shit out, man. We're right up against time, but this is important. Somebody wrote the same thing I said. Like, hey, I don't know how to do the thing. In his initial post, he posted the version of the game he had played. It was not the most recent version. Somebody came up and was like, "You mean you haven't updated to the recent version?" Alistair 91 goes facepalm. Kozba 2142. Ugh, why do you guys give help to him if he doesn't support the devs? Edit. Check out this edit. Like, hold on. I lost. Okay, edit. I mean, I understand being kind and whatnot, but it's people like him that are making PC gaming more difficult. Like, are you out of your fucking mind? Like, I understand being kind. Like, right. No, I get it.
Okay, I get it. But there's more at stake here. There's more at stake.
Like, honestly, the greater good. Like,
it's the principle of the thing, goddammit.
You have to save our hobby. I understand someone asking a really basic question and wanting to answer them because it's no skin off your back.
Right, because you could literally just make their life a little bit easier. You could probably also say, oh, an update to the new thing. Like, it's really cool.
It also, the update has no bearing on this fucking question. Yeah. Like, it's not that, because there is a version that has a bug where you can't place doors, but this isn't that.
Okay.
Like, it drives me fucking nuts, because I was like, why would, you know, I end up deep diving
where I'm like, you did forensics on this to see exactly from whence this asshole's just deal came?
Why would anyone say that? Yeah. You know, like, why, and it's not because of that. It's just, like, they think their way of life is being, you know, being threatened.
Well, by criticizing him for this, aren't you doing the same thing to him?
You know, that's a good point.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah.
Sorry, guys.
I'll go back and edit that out. We're going to, like, good. You're just going to hear a little bit of classical gas.
I heard a bunch of stuff. Like, let's just replace it with a sermon.
Yeah.
I think this whole premise of this seems lame. Who suggested this one more time?
So this was our friend Beanbrew. We didn't even talk about just how terrible the pacing of the fights is, because you do not just pick stuff up from enemies. Like, they don't just drop health or drop mana for you. You have to activate your power to, like, absorb their corpses. And this is also how you, and this takes a good, you know, couple of seconds each time you want to do it. And also you have to aim directly at the corpse. Like, you can't just stand over it and activate this. Like, it's just so ill-founded. I only brought that up because Beanbrew talked about when you do that, the corpse hovers toward your hand crotch first.
Yeah. I don't think it's actually their crotch is the activated object. I think it's just the way the physics engine works.
Oh yeah. Well, you need that physics card.
Yeah, you gotta get that physics card. I'm pretty sure I've told you this will be the final note. I got to point at the end of this. We can talk more about Infernal during the next episode. I apologize for being on the same time crunch I was in the Exquisite Suffering episode, if you guys listen to that. Mm-hmm. When the college I used to work for, Northern Illinois University, the dining dollar system, like, when you would, I dated a girl who went to the dorms, so she had dining dollars, and they were put on something called your one card. That was your college ID, as a one card. We found on MySpace, and I haven't been able to find it, this guy who made this, like, R&B song about a one card.
Oh, boy.
That was, like, one of the most fucking incredible things it's ever been. Like, it was so good. Like, girl, let me see that one card. I gotta see your one card. Yeah. If you wanna make me holla, gotta get with them dining dollars. Like, it was all about, like, using your college ID to buy things from, like, the, you know, I don't know, commissary. I don't know if they call them in colleges, but the it was really
like the dining hall. Yeah,
dining hall stuff. And this guy just trying to, like, slide up to some girl based on, like, getting her, her buy like, me chicken food. Strip. Yeah, her, yeah, her chicken strip, the like company script, her strip script, you know.
Tell me, is there an all-you-can-eat Sunday bar?
Girl, I want to make my own waffle. I want you to make my own waffle. Can you make me a waffle?
Gotta get there by 2 p.m. or there's no pizza left.
Put those rectangles away, girl.
Those rectangles.
So anywho.
Anyway.
Infernal. Thank you, Bean Brew.
Yeah. So if you like this show, you can support us on Patreon by going to patreon.com/duckfeedtv. Let me look at when this episode is coming out. Nope. Check out Watch Out for Fireballs and the Bonfireside Chat appendix this week for some kind of preliminary news about what's happening with those two shows. It doesn't directly affect this show. Like, nothing is gonna happen here. But keep tuned to those channels.
Yeah, the show is safe.
Yes.
Yeah, if you like the show, you can rate and review it on iTunes. That is a big help. You can also introduce it to your friends who are more in the know than some of your other friends. Yeah, and you can also, we don't talk about this a lot, you can still suggest games as well.
Yeah.
You go to the website, and there's a widget. You can suggest games for us. We have plenty of games, but because we do determine some of them per month randomly, you still have a chance of getting them in. And if you want to suggest a game directly, you can go to patreon.com/duckfeedtv and just dictate a game like Bean Brew did.
Yeah, and it's much appreciated. Thank you, Bean Brew. I had no idea that this was a thing, even though I probably shelled it at GameStop multiple times. And now I have a copy, and that is cool.
Yeah. Yeah. So until next time, Helldog seems to...
Yeah, who is Hellhound?
Way better. Way better. I didn't have it very good.
All right.